Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, one, two, tremble. Oh, were you there when they crucified and my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you? Were you there? When they crucified my Lord, and sometimes it holds me to. Tremble.
His side.
Oh, yeah. Were you there when the tears came in his side? Sometimes he calls me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Oh, tell me one more time, where you there? Oh, oh, when he bowed, when he bowed, he. Tell me, ladies, head in the lights of the show. Tell me, ooh, were you there? Oh, we bowed. Oh, his head. Oh, oh, were you there? Oh, when my Lord, when he bowed,
Yeah.
Somebody help me say Calvary. Calvary. Surely he died in Calvary. Ooh, don't you hear the hammer ring? That you hear hammering. Oh, don't you hear the hammering? Surely he died. Calvary. Ooh. Don't you hear him? Oh, honey, his father. Oh, father. Don't you hear him calling, oh, calling his father. His father had to turn his back on him, y'all. Oh, don't you hear him calling his father. Only you hear him calling his father. Oh, surely he died on Calvary. Oh, yeah. Oh, every time I think about Jesus, oh, Lord. Every time I think about Jesus, oh Lord, every time I think about Jesus, oh, surely he died. Yeah, yes, surely he died. Oh, thank you, Father. Surely he died. He died on Calvary. Hey, he died, oh, he died, oh, but he's not dead, early one morning, he got up out of the grave, oh, he rose, all power in his hand. Oh, he rose. Yeah, oh, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Raising, he justify me. Oh, Lord. Oh, one day, he's coming back. Oh, it's going to be a glorious day. Hey, oh, Lord. Good evening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Celebrate Jesus. Oh, he rose. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Good evening. You are listening to Just Show Up Outreach. Hallelujah. Just Show Up Outreach Ministry. Hallelujah. Is reaching out. Hallelujah. We're reaching out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want to welcome each and every one. Hallelujah. We welcome you. First time callers. Call again. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every one that is coming this morning. We are excited. Hallelujah. And we are excited about, hallelujah, how the Lord is going to use each and every one. Amen. Hallelujah. Celebrate. Hallelujah. His death, burial, and resurrection. Yes. Hallelujah. My God, thank God for you. Just Show Up Outreach Ministry. I am your host, Evangelist Zadie Alford, along with my husband, Minister L.C. Alford. Amen. Hallelujah. We're praising God. Hallelujah. Just Show Up Outreach Ministry is reaching out to the lost. Somebody may feel lost. Hallelujah. Whoever may be feeling lost, you don't have to be lost. Hallelujah. Come on in. Take a seat. Hallelujah. Come on in. Hallelujah. Into the family of God. Hallelujah. We're offering Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, nothing but Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Outcast. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hurting. Hallelujah. Lonely. Oppressed. Depressed. Whatever. If ever. Situation. Hallelujah. We come, oh God, lifting up hands, extending hands, and welcome you. Come in. Amen. Hallelujah. As Jesus did. Come and get some of this water. Get a drink of this water. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, that will bubble up into you, oh, God, and draw you all the way to eternity. Hallelujah. Come to Jesus as the woman, as the Samaritan woman at the well. Hallelujah. She felt some type of way. Hallelujah. She felt outcast. Hallelujah. She felt, oh, my God, lonely and depraved. Whatever the situation was, she met a man, met Jesus. Hallelujah. She met Jesus. And he told her, if you drink some of this water, you'll never thirst again. Hallelujah. Once you meet Jesus, hallelujah, you'll be like her. We'll be like we all. Hallelujah. Once we've been touched by the Savior. Hallelujah. You want everybody to know. Everybody to know Jesus. Hallelujah. He picked me up. He turned me around. Hallelujah. I was lonely. I was sad. Hallelujah. Today I got joy. Oozing. Hallelujah. Joy. Peace that passes all understanding. All that Jesus. Hallelujah. He turned all of our, oh God, our sorrows into praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Right now, hallelujah, I'm not going to prolong the service. I'm going to turn you into the hands of my wonderful husband, Minister Alford, and we're going to see what the Lord has. Hallelujah, for him to bring to the table at this time.
Good evening, prayer warriors. I want to share that it's a blessing to be able to share the word of God together one more time. Tomorrow is not promised to us. So let's do it while we have the voice and the life to do. If you please come with me to the 20th chapter of John. I'm just going to share two verses there. It reads, the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene heard when it was yet dark unto the sepulchre, and seen the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she ran and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciples whom Jesus loved, and said unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where have they laid him. May God bless you. Read what like reading come to book tonight. Look like every time you really share the word of Jesus, it's a great joy that really goes through your body. And I want to say tonight that it's a blessing to be able to share these words, that God yet live in our lives. Oh, hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to turn the service back into the hand of my wife. Let us
say
amen, please.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We're going to ask Minister Peters to come forth and give us a opening prayer at this time. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Minister Peters, will you come forth at this time?
Sure. Can you hear me?
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Oh, gracious and heavenly Father, we come to your throne, Lord God, asking you to forgive us first and foremost for all of our sins since we last repented. Lord, we confess our sins and we turn, Lord God. We turn toward God, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Lord God, we know that the world is getting ready to celebrate Easter morning. But Lord, we don't celebrate Easter because there is no Easter. We celebrate a risen Christ who is alive. We celebrate his resurrection, his death and burial. Father, on tonight, Lord God, let your Holy Spirit flow. Let your Holy Spirit have its way. Let your Holy Spirit say what it want to say, do what it want to do. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just ask that you send a word, Lord God, a word of wisdom, a word of encouragement, a word of knowledge, Lord God, to all of us who are listening in tonight, Lord God. And Lord God, endow us with your spirit. Endow us so that we perform to the perfection that you created us to perform, Lord God. Let everyone who speak, let everyone who sing, let everyone who take part in this service tonight, Lord God, we ask that you send your Holy Spirit to anoint them and prepare the way, Lord God, for what you have to say. Lord God, we just thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for Minister Afford and his wife. We thank you for all that they're doing in people's lives, for all that they're doing in the kingdom of God. We thank you for kingdom building tonight, Lord God. And we ask, Lord God, if there's anyone who joined this program tonight, Lord God, who don't know you, who don't know you, who are not saved, and who don't know Christ as their Savior, that they will give their life to Christ on tonight, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, that we have another opportunity, Lord God, to serve you, to praise you, to worship you, Lord God. So we ask that all songs that are sing is anointed by your Holy Spirit, and they worship you to the fullest, Lord God. We just thank you for keeping us this week. We thank you, Lord God, for raising us up. We thank you for healing us. We thank you for restoring us. We thank you for the regeneration in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Use your people tonight, Lord God. Use us greatly in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for all those who are sick, Lord God, who need just a touch from you, who need your comfort, Lord God. Touch their mind, touch their bodies, touch their soul, Lord God, and heal them. Lord God, whoever is standing in need of provision, send an angel to release, Lord God, to release that they're standing in the need of. Release is ours, Lord God, as we call on your name. You're the provider. Provide, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray that your service is blessed as your word is blessed. In the name of Jesus, amen. And let the children go forth. Let the speakers go forth. Let the leaders go forth in the name of Jesus. Let it be done to your glory. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. What can wash away my sins? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Can make me whole again. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, pressure is the flow. Oh, that made me white as snow. No other found, no other found I know. Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Peters, and thank you, Minister Alford. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Now we are coming, hallelujah, on into the children's corner. Amen. Let me open the corner up. If anybody have your phone unmuted and you have noise in your background, please mute your phone. Amen. I want to open the corner up to make sure I don't miss any of the children. Amen, amen. I just ask if you have any, if you have a lot of noise in your background, please mute your phone until your name is called. Amen. And we thank you so very, very much. Right now, we're just going to ask, do we have any youth on the line in the children's corner? Amen. And we're going to ask, as we do, ask a volunteer to pray over the children's corner. Just bless the children's corner. We know, hallelujah, the line is blessed, but we're going to, hallelujah, keep the order of service, blessing our children, special blessing over the children's corner. Amen. Mm-hmm. So we have any youth on the line? Amen. If we don't have any youth, we still going to bless the children's corner. Amen, amen. Because there, hallelujah. Hello, come in. Come in. Okay, can we get a volunteer to pray over the children's corner?
Okay, Miss Sadie. Miss Sadie. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Miss Peggy, I do it for you, but I'm kind of on the go. Give me a chance to be cooperative.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you tonight, Lord. Oh, we praise your name. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. Oh, God, our
thank
children,
you.
Lord. I always have our children at heart, Lord. We ask you to bless them, Lord. Bless them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Direct their little minds, oh, God. Oh, bless them in the name of Jesus. Oh, that your angel camp around and bottom, oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to
thank
God.
You.
Bless them in a special way, Lord. Oh, but God is so young and so tender.
Right.
Hallelujah. They don't know, Lord. But, oh, but God, let them cross people that are going to teach them how, Lord. Hallelujah.
God.
To live a life that please you, oh, God. To live a saving and sanctified life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we ask you to bless them in a special way, Lord. Lord, bless them in a special way, oh, God. Oh, God, bless them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, oh, God. You know every hair on their head, Lord. We ask you, hallelujah, to direct them. Give them strength, oh, God. When they make mistakes, oh, God, let them just come back to the Lord. Oh, God, bless them. And thank them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray and we, hallelujah. We give you, forever give you the name of the glory. Give you the glory and the praise of God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, the children. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Hallelujah. We don't know if they're not here. Don't know it. We know that the children are being guided by their parents. Amen. Amen. So we have to see what they have to do, whatever their parents, direction that their parents are bringing them in. Amen. So we thank God for them. Amen. 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 I'm going to ask again, do we have any youth on the line? Do we have any youth on the line at this time? Amen. Amen. Well, we'll just go ahead on. And we are all. Amen. Amen. We'll just go right ahead on and we are all. Who are the adults on the line? We thank God for Minister Peters and Mother of Peggy Bourne. Amen, amen. Mother Peggy Bourne, if you have a special presentation or song that you want to do, I know that you are running, and if you want to come first with a presentation or have anything else to offer, you may come for that this time. And then, Minister Peters, if you had something special that you was going to, you know, that God had given you, you may come back. And then who else do we have on the line?
Minister Richardson.
Okay.
Sister Vivian.
Okay. Amen. Anyone else? Do we have anyone? I see Mother Smith. I got her muted out, but I see you, Mother. Okay. So Regina. Okay. Do we have another? Okay. Okay, got that one. Everybody is unmuted at this time. Everyone on the corn is unmuted except for the silent listener. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I have, okay, you may come in that order. You may come, Sister Peggy, were you planning to come back?
Huh?
Were you planning to come back?
Well, I can't hear you, darling. Talk a little bit louder. I'm sorry.
No, I was asking you have a... I called you. You volunteered to pray, but I was asking if you had something special that you may come back right now.
Oh no. I'm trying to get getting in, so I'm driving in the car. And I'm so much distraction.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
Maybe later on.
Okay. Well, I thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, Minister Peters, did you have anything other special that you wanted to come back with?
Me.
Minister Peters. Okay, well, we'll come up to Minister Richardson then. Minister Peters, you are still on the line, right? Maybe she walked away from the phone. Minister Richardson, will you come forward? And then Minister Vivian.
Yes, ma'am.
And then
Minister
Regina.
I'm here.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. I will be reading the first five verses in Psalm 53 and read as follows. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they and have done abominable iniquity there is none that doeth good. Verse 2, God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Verse 3, every one of them is gone, that they are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Verse 4, have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread. They have not called upon God. Verse 5 and last, there was where no fear was, for God had scattered the bones of him that encamped, that encamped against thee. Thou hast put them to shame because God had despised them. God was covered and blessed. I would like to say a prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for another Saturday night, Lord God. Thank you for blessing us all to see this day, Lord God. Thank you for blessing the one that's got have this ministry going on, Lord God. I should bless them in the name of Jesus. Bless Sister Zadie, bless our husband, Brother LC. And Father God, look upon the children in the name of Jesus. Father God, thank you for blessing them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' blessed and wonderful name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to do a verse or two of this song. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus, keep me near the cross. A precious fountain, free to all of you, when spring flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross, a trembling soul, love and mercy found me. There the bright and morning star shed its beam around me. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my righteous soul shall find, oh, rest beyond the river. Near the cross, O Lamb of God, bring its senses before me. Help me walk from day to day with its shadow. Those over me, near the cross, I'll watch and wait, happy trusting ever, till I reach that golden strain just beyond the river.
In the cross be my glory ever, till my righteous soul shall find, oh, rest beyond the river. In the cross, in the cross be my glory ever, till my righteous soul shall find, oh, rest beyond the river. Amen. Thank you.
And amen. And praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mother Regina.
Oh. Good evening.
Good evening.
Have mercy. Okay. Oh. Well, I am glad to be on here tonight and thankful for everyone. Thank the Lord for everyone that's on and been on, and I just got on, so I don't know about the prayers and the singing and was the children's on tonight? I just got on. Was the children's on tonight?
And no man wanted text me and said they were saying something, but I didn't hear them.
Oh, okay. Well, we still thank the Lord for them, wherever they are, and probably trying to get ready for tomorrow and everything. But God bless them and their parents and their grandmother and grandfather. We just thank the Lord for everyone, including myself and my family. I just thank the Lord for us all and thank him for this day, this beautiful day. And I want to read it's my book that I read out of every day. And it's 60 Days of Prayer. And this one said today, Holy Saturday is a day of waiting, a day that sits between the sorrow of Good Friday and the joy of Easter Sunday. In this time of waiting, remember that God's plans are unfolding, even when you can't see them. Hold on to hope, knowing that the dawn of resurrection is near. Heavenly Father, in the time of waiting, help me to trust in your perfect timing and holding on to hope. And the scripture is, I said to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those who hope in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. And this scripture comes from Lamentation, the third chapter, 24 through the 26th verse. And I just thank you. Thank the Lord that I was able to get on tonight. And I just thank and pray for everyone else that was able to get on. And I pray, Father God, for your grace and for your mercy. I just thank you for it. And thank you, Lord, for keeping us all, seeing for us when we can't see for ourselves, Father God. Lord, we just thank you today. Thank you, and thank you, and thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus of Christ, I ask it all. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless each and every one of you have come forth. Amen. Blessing the children. Amen. Amen. Encouraging. Amen. Now, I see we have some young people on the line. You want to announce yourself? Okay. Will you announce yourself and come forward with what you have to share? Yes, ma'am.
Sarah Shea on the line, and I'm coming forth for you with a song.
Amen.
Alone in a room, it's just me and you. I feel so lost, 'cause I don't know what to do. What about the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid, afraid I'm disappointing you. So I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today when my life seems so cloudy. Guide me until I'm sure. I open up my heart. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. My hopes and dreams are facing fast. I'm all burned out, 'cause I don't think my script's gonna last. So I'm crying out, crying out to you, Lord. I know that you're the only one who was able to pull me through. So I know I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today when my life seems so cloudy. Guide me until I'm sure. I open up my heart. Oh, yes, oh, yeah. So show me how to do things your way. Don't let me make the same mistake over and over again. Your will be done, and I'll be the one to make sure that it's carried out. And I mean, I don't want any doubt. That's why I want to talk to you. Yes, I do. And ask you for your guidance, especially today when my life seems so cloudy. Guide me until I'm sure. That's why I open up my heart. All I know hear a single word from you. Oh, I open up my heart. Oh, you just say one word. I open up my heart to you. You just say one word. I open up my heart.
Amen.
Yeah. To the words to that song. My God. My. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Rich. Hey. Amen. Amen.
You're welcome.
Mm-mm-mm. Now, do we have any more young people on the line? Do we have any more young people on the line? I hear some talking in the background. Hello. Mm-hmm. Hello. Do we have any more young people on the line?
Keon Smith.
Who do we have?
Keon Smith.
Oh, Keon Smith, come forward, baby. Come forward and announce yourself and make your presentation. If you have a presentation.
In those awful moments that evil men were allowed to do whatever they wanted to Jesus, our Lord expressed his feelings of abandonment. God placed the sins of the world on his son, and Jesus felt desolation of being incautious of his father's presence. It was at this time that God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Now, and what did you read from? What was your topic, baby? Dion? Okay, who do we have next? Who do we have next? Will there be another? Okay, Keon, we thank you. We thank you. Amen. We had one teenager and one young adult. Amen. 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 We thank God for you, Brother Keon. Amen. That's my great grandson. He's 15 years old. Amen. Amen. Do we have another? I'm going to ask, do we have another? I'm making sure that the line is all the way open. Hallelujah. Make sure. Amen. Do we have another youth on the line? Do we have another youth on the line? If not, do we have any more adults on the line? Do we have any more adults on the line? Hello?
Hello?
Hello,
yeah,
mother.
This is Operation Outreach for Souls, this is Zadie.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just want to, I realize that, hey, you know, I know I'm late and I didn't reach those other grandchildren. I couldn't get that grandmother that I had, you know, on last week. But I just want to let you know that I'm on, that I did come on, and I praise the Lord for you and for everyone who has come on before me. And I want to greet you all, especially at this time, at this season. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So that's all I want to say, that I'm aware of this is the Easter season, the Passover, whatever. And I'm blessing you. Amen. And encouraging everybody to and I congratulate you for teaching the children. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So I love you and I praise you and thank God for you, Sister Zadie. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank
you. Souls. And I want to, when you get to that part where I would like to invite you all to hear hear me as I make the announcement about, you know, next weekend and then for the next 3 months of the, you know, revival and so forth. Thank you so much. Okay.
You may you may do so at this time.
Oh, well, I didn't hear all the other part. I don't want to get you off track. But this coming weekend, there will be a spiritual convocation sponsored by Sister Chetta Jackson and Apostle Tommy Jones that you may have heard about. It's going to be at the New Orleans International Airport, the hotel across the street, the Hilton, and it will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Great teaching and great people will be bringing the Word of God and also the children and adult sessions. And also, you know, there'll be prayer and the Word of God is just going to be wonderful, I'm sure. And I ask that you be praying for this event at the New Orleans, across the street at the Hilton at the New Orleans International Airport. And this kind of, this convention will be going to different places in the United States, sponsored again by Apostle Tommy Jones of Freeport, Texas, and who is originally from the New Orleans area. Hallelujah. And his own teaching every Monday through Friday. Hallelujah. Amen. On your telephone. But he will be our speaker tomorrow night. Hallelujah. At 8 o'clock, we invite you to come and listen, all of you, that is, to hear Pastor Tommy Jones, and you might have seen him or heard him on Facebook. And also, we especially want you to be praying for a special revival that God gave us for the next 3 months. We're having speakers to come in by way of telephone. Operation Outreach for Souls each weekend. Amen. On Friday, again, Friday, Sunday, and Monday. Amen. So you'll be blessed. Pray, requesting prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Prayer, prayer, prayer. And so you'll be really blessed. God has promised. Hallelujah. And we're speaking this prophetic word for everyone who comes on to really get into prayer and fasting. Amen. You'll be blessed. Starting the first weekend also in August and every weekend on Friday, Sunday, and Monday through July 1. Thank you. And we do have the telephone number. If you all have pencils or notebooks, or you can call us. Sister Zadie has information also, but for those of you who have the ability to write it down now, if Sister Zadie will allow me to, I will give you the number right now for Operation Outreach for Souls. Would you prefer me to wait or to give that telephone number now, Sister Zadie?
You may have to go ahead.
Each weekend for the next 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You may write this down, Operation Outreach for Souls. Ma'am?
Just let me say this because I see they're dropping off the line. Amen. And I just I wanted to, if anyone wants the number that has my number, you make X for the number while you're on the line. You may do so. You may ask for it if you want it. Amen. But the children didn't show up. I only had one. Only had one that showed up. Amen, amen. And I had them with the seven last sayings from the cross, and we know what the seven last saying was. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And that most of the people that do churches has that on Friday, on Good Friday, and today will be with paradise. And behold our son, and behold our mother. Amen. And God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? I thirst, it is finished, and into your eyes in my spirit. Amen. The children had fans on these, but like I said, that month they must be busy with their parents. We don't hold the children. We look at the parents that don't push or don't have the time, So we just thank God for the children, and we thank God for all the ones who have prayed and spoken and to encourage, and amen, and I'll try, amen, get these messages over, the encouraging words over to the children, and let them know that whether they're on the line or not, we are praying because they are our focus, amen, they are our focus, amen, amen. Because I do believe that some of these children, hallelujah, is going to grow up and be great leaders, amen. Some of these children are not going to draw sinners from the outside, but they're going to draw parents and grandparents, amen. Hallelujah, out of the mouth of babe. And I'm just trusting that, amen, that the ones that were on the line were served well. I know that I was from each and every one that made a presentation, and I thank you all. Amen, and God bless you all. Amen. So we'll be closing and thanking God for the opportunity to come together, allowing us to come together one more time. And we want to say that you have a happy Resurrection Sunday. Amen, amen. If you call it Easter Sunday, whatever you want to call it, amen. And but we know that it's all about the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Fighting about life and what he's done, amen, for us on that cross. Amen and amen. So right now we're going to let Mother, if anyone would like the number, ask for the number at this time. And if not, we'll just go ahead and we'll close out. But I'd like to make the announcement that on tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, Minister Vivian at this same number at the same time, 7 o'clock. Every Friday, Minister Jan, 8 o'clock.
I won't be on tomorrow night.
Oh. Amen. She won't be on tomorrow due to the Resurrection Sunday. Amen, amen. But we know that, every Sunday when it's not a holiday, she's not going out of town. She'll be on at this same number. Amen. But every Friday, like I said, Minister Janet. So until we meet again, we're going to let you have your time.
Can we make one more comment? Please.
Ma'am, I want to let them know it. Yes, ma'am. If anybody wants the number, they may ask for it right now.
Yes. May I make one more comment? On last evening, the Lord blessed me to do the third, to make comments on the third saying of Jesus Christ while he's on the cross. And the main focus is, of course, on mother. And you may remember that. You might have done that. But I just want to say that keep in mind that mothers, hallelujah, like the Mary, mother of Jesus, that word is very important. And we're to teach our children, hallelujah, and they'll be grown up one day. And that is a lesson on who is your mother, and to take care of your mother, hallelujah, and to treat, we say to the children and to even the grown children, to treat your mothers with respect, hallelujah, and hold them into your bosom, hallelujah, and take care of them. So we want to make that comment because that's what we spoke on another prayer line last night with Dr. Grace Bickham. Amen on that word. Thank you, Sister Zadie. Thank you. Thanks to all of you.
Amen. 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 Well, no further ado, we might love on one another and bid one another good night until we meet again.
Amen. Good night. Love y'all. Good night.
Oh, love you all. And thank you all so much. Amen. Happy resurrection, Mother.
Praise God. Thank you.
Happy resurrection to all.
Amen. Amen. Love you.
Love you all.
Love you.
Love your mother.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm. God bless you all. Good night.
Good night.